This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studios, this is Lock and Load. I'm watching a slideshow right now. My guest collects Corvettes. I'm watching a slideshow of one of his Corvettes. But he also writes books. He's got a book out right now called Good Gun, Bad Guy. And I think he's got Good Gun, Bad Guy coming out, two coming out. But that's enough of me talking about him. Let's talk to him. His name is Dan Was. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill Frady. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just watching one of the slideshows of one of your Corvettes here.
Oh, I love them.
Just out of curiosity, where do you park that many Corvettes?
Well, I don't have all of those anymore. Some of them have been sold. Some of them I do have. I'm working on we've got three right now.
Right.
A couple of them in progress. And so, yeah, that's just one. This is something I do as a hobby. I buy them and I fix them up in my spare time. And I sell them.
Yeah, I wish I had the know it all, you know, the know how to do the car restoration thing. Because
well, I don't know it all. I certainly don't. And so there, when it gets to heavy engine work and even you know, paint some paint work, I bring it to the pros.
Gotcha. However, you do know how to observe, and since the last time you and I spoke. That little pretense, I don't even know if I would call it a mask. Maybe it was just an expression they had. That pretense of, well, we're not wanting to repeal the Second Amendment per se. That has slipped off altogether, and now we've got a whole, we've got the Hitler Youth coming at us. What, as you've been watching all of this unfold, what have you been thinking?
Well, I like the idea of holding them to it. When they say they don't want to repeal the Second Amendment or they don't want to take our guns, they really do. And I think they need to be held accountable because that will reflect in votes.
Yeah.
And so this is really that's exactly what it's about. You know, it's about control. It's not about guns, really. Guns are just part of their agenda. They have many different little causes that they send their troops out to fight. And, you know, the gun debate, if you will, is one that I'm really passionate about because I think it's the most important amendment in that Bill of Rights. And to have people like the people on the left so carelessly playing with that when it affects all of our safety, affects all of our lives, them included, and they just don't know. They just don't realize it. So what we're actually doing by defending our Second Amendment is we're protecting them from themselves.
That's a byproduct they really don't understand, though, isn't it? Dan?
I'm sorry, Bill, say that again?
I said that's a byproduct they really don't get, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they don't. They don't understand it because they're so riddled with fear and anger and hatred. You got to understand, they're scared to death of guns because they don't know anything about them. You hear them talking about AR-15s and assault rifles and all this stuff that they have no clue about. They're scared because they've been programmed like little puppies to be scared of guns. And when you don't know about something, you don't understand something, you don't have the knowledge or the data, that's how fear is created. You know, it's like when you finally get that data, you understand, and the fear goes away. They haven't been brought to that point. They're held in a perpetual state of fear when it comes to guns. And on top of that, they are convinced that gun owners are the devil. Gun owners are, you know, recklessly and intentionally putting everyone in danger. and which is it's so far from the truth, but they believe it. So you couple that fear with anger, which develops into hatred, and you get some pretty volatile, disillusioned, misguided people fighting for something that they don't even understand.
Did you notice, I've looked at the backstage of their little March for Their Lives event, and all of the celebrities and everybody else, they were guarded by a fair amount of guns. Is that irony lost on them?
Well, they're not stupid. No, I don't think that irony is lost. I think they completely understand. I think they really just need to win. I think this is just a team sport to them. For some of them, you got the anti-gunners, which are the fearful, angry ones who are out there yelling and screaming with their picket signs. But then you have the anti-second radicals who are kind of leading the show. They're the ones that are encouraging everyone to get out there and do it. They're encouraging the parents. And this is the really sad part, is the parents of the children who are out there picketing and yelling and screaming and doing all their thing. The parents should be ashamed of themselves for letting the anti-gun lobby put their children up on this pedestal, which is disgraceful. And not only that, but put them in danger. They're putting them in these rallies, and some of these people over there are violent and angry and dangerous. So the parents should be ashamed. But the anti-Second Amendment radicals who are running the show.
Right.
You got people like Jerry Rhodes. She was the CFO for Greenpeace, and she helped set up the March for Our Lives, I guess they're calling it. And people like her who are renting the buses and encouraging people to join up, encouraging the schools to get the kids, recruiting everybody. Those are the anti-second radicals. They're the ones that are kind of manipulating everybody. Those kids are really just, blind victims in this whole thing. They don't know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
I just don't think that they understand the gun conversation at all.
I have read, or I have noticed, that David Hogg is getting a bunch of rejection letters for college. Have you seen that?
Good. Yeah, I did hear some of that stuff. David Hogwash deserves that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but at the same time, I mean, unless the anti-gun community reaches out to him and gives him a job, he's done, isn't he?
They're going to drop him like a hot potato as soon as this is over.
Yeah.
They're going to lose him. The media is going to be over him in a heartbeat.
He's a little too toxic, I think. When you get out there and you start flipping something that's nearly a Hitler salute, I don't. And I do wonder about the parents. I wonder about all the parents in this. I wonder where they are and what they are doing and why they're letting this happen.
Yeah.
No
matter what the cause was, even if it was something that I believed in strongly, I wouldn't send my kids out into a situation like that with all those people and all that violence and all that hatred and rhetoric. I just wouldn't do it. So it's disturbing that these people are so brainwashed into this ideology and into this mindset that they can be so vicious and so committed to this so-called movement, if you want to call it. I don't really know what it is.
I don't know if I'd call it a movement. It's I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court justice that piped up the other day, because I kind of think he sort of killed everything. And I want your take on that one when we get back. Dan Woz, you can find him. His official website is danwoz, danwos.com, where you can find access to his book, Good Gun, Bad Guy. He's also, he's also a musician. He has a very enviable collection of Corvettes that I just like looking at. And he has his ear to the ground, constantly coming out against this stuff. And that's why I like to reach out to him when he's had enough time to build up enough momentum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Dan Waz of DanWaz.com of Good Gun, Bad Guy fame, the book that he wrote. Is two out yet? Have you put two out yet?
Yes, book two is out. Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative. Yep, it's been out for a little while now.
That's just going to be like a growth project, though, isn't it? There'll be version 1, version 2, version 3. Because it seems like they're getting less inclined to try to hide their true colors, and at the same time, they keep trying to reimagine themselves, rename themselves, and everything else. Now, you saw this this retired Supreme Court justice that got out there, and he wasn't necessarily calling for a repeal as he was a rewriting of the Second Amendment, but I think that has probably killed everything they had going on. What do you think of that?
You mean killed everything on the left as far as shot down their, you know, pop their balloon a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think so, because when they realize that there's a nut job like that out there calling to, and he actually, here's the quote. He said they should demand a repeal of the Second Amendment. So I don't know. They should. It kind of takes him off the hook a little bit, but he did say demand a repeal. And I think the left is probably looking at that going, oh, my God, what did he just say? We can't actually admit that. That's supposed to be secret. You know, they just want to chip away for a little while, and when ultimately I think they do want to repeal it, they would love it. It'll never happen, but just the idea that now we know that their true colors are showing, I think it's a good thing.
Do you think now in 1994, 1995, when Clinton got the assault weapon ban, the omnibus crime bill, the Brady law and everything passed, there was a gigantic spin in the other direction as far as Congress was concerned. And yet you've got all of these minority Congress people on the Democrat side, on the socialist communist side, whatever you want to call it. I'm good with whatever you want to call it. And they're out there constantly calling for the same thing. Universal background checks, which means you got to have a registry. Assault weapon bans, which we've already, first of all, there's no class of weapon called an assault weapon. Two, we've already had those cosmetic features banned once and it did nothing. And they act like we don't know this. And I mean, is this just their arrogance, their stupidity? I mean, what do you think?
No, I think what it does is the more they can repeat the same thing over and over. This is just basic marketing, really. I use the example, good to the last drop. When you say good to the last drop, everybody knows you're talking about Maxwell House coffee. And you might even imagine that cup tipping over and the little one drop of coffee falling out of the cup. That is marketing. And they said that a billion times and people get it and it gets in your head. It's just like, just do it or I'm loving it. These are all slogans. So all these terms, all these things that the anti-gun radicals are using, it doesn't matter if any of it's true, if any of it's valid, if any of it makes any sense, as long as they keep saying it. And because that gets in the minds of people, this is why we're seeing these kids who don't know anything, and their parents, and they're out there rallying against to surrender their own rights, which is ridiculous. But they've been so convinced and brainwashed that, I guess to answer your question, it doesn't really matter if it's true or valid. You can convince people of anything.
Well, the other thing I saw, and this was a few weeks back, I saw where the Democrats, where they were, you know, they were talking about banning bump stocks and jacking the age up for a long rifle purchase to 21 and some other stuff. I saw where now the Democrats were wanting to rethink this, because if this actually were to pass and then it became law, then it becomes not an issue to campaign on.
True. Yes. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, and I believe that. And that's another reason why when we hold them to it and we pull the veil back and show the world that they do want to repeal the Second Amendment, that's not good, because that puts them in a real radical position. And it kind of takes away all those little fighting points when it comes time to run again.
Now, here's my question. The electorate today is more technically savvy than they have ever been, right? That they see the news, they see everything that's coming up. This has been reported in very plain language. It's been reported that the Democrats didn't want to go get that because it would not be a campaign issue if it was taken off the board. Now, I saw this with immigration. I've seen the Hispanics punching back now at the Democrats because the Democrats don't care about them, and they figured that part out. What about the rest of the nation? How come these kids who are being rallied right now, they've got this one set of criteria, how come they're not out there saying, and this stuff that you guys were talking about pulling, you need to get off of that too. Apparently no politicians like us or whatever. Why isn't that happening? Why isn't there a pushback on that?
You mean why aren't the kids saying, hey, stop it with the repeal of the Second Amendment stuff?
No, why aren't the with the Democrats getting out there talking about they might not necessarily support something because then it becomes not a it becomes less of a campaign issue in 2018 later on this year?
Yeah.
I mean,
why aren't they rallying against? I'm sorry, Bill. I guess I didn't get it. Say it again.
Well, I'm just wondering why the gun grabbers aren't looking at that, saying you better get it while you can.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because I mean, they can't get anything that they're not given. They're not going to be able to take it. They don't have the votes to do it. So it has to be. They have to build up enough sympathy to get it shoved through.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened with the bump stock thing. You know, the way the bump stock thing is looking, it's looking like it will go, you know, it's giving them a little thing to shut them up, but it's just one of many things down the road that they'll want to do. And I think that's a bad thing. I don't want to give them anything. You give them an inch, they take a mile. I mean, we know that. And so I would say, yeah, I would say I don't want to give them a damn thing.
Well, I mean, the bump stocks are they're right now the pet rock.
Yeah.
Those things have been out there for 7 years when dude finally used it in Las Vegas. They're not new. They've been out there a long time. They don't do, I mean, I know Trey Gowdy, and Trey Gowdy's out there saying they turn guns into fully automatic weapons. So that tells me right there that nobody knows what these things are. But we're coming up on the break, so let me talk a little bit about Dan Woz, if you would. If you'd be so kind.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Good gun. Bad Guy is out right now. Good Gun Bad Guy 2 is also out. Going to his website, Dan Woz, D-A-N-W-O-S. Well, there's a link right there to go get the book. Go get the book. It's an easy read. It's a quick read. It's a good read. And it'll make you think. And a informed electorate is a very dangerous one. He's just part of the elements that bring you to that point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm a one-trick pony. Literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la. Aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Waz of danwaz.com, author, mechanic, musician. What kind of music is the Dan Waz project?
Oh, Dan Waz project is about mostly 70s and 80s. It's the stuff that I always loved, and I toured in bands through the part of the 80s and the 90s, and that was the stuff that I had always played. I'm an old shredder, actually. I'm a hair band kind of guy. And
gotcha.
Until now, I'm getting more into some of the modern country stuff. I kind of like it.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Dan. Stay rock. Stay
I'm trying
rock.
To stay well versed.
Stay rock, right? Diversification sometimes is way overrated. Just stay rock.
Right.
Maybe a little funk thrown in there. The reason I'm asking that is that, like all things that has to do with this, there's nothing of any note that I notice coming out. When I was listening to music in the 70s and the 80s, most of the artists that were big at that time were in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
They were adults.
Yeah.
They had not been discovered. There was Teeny Bop, there was, the Osmonds, and the Jackson 5 was teeny bop sort of in their time early on, but they grew up, too. They also grew up and became adult artists along the way. But everybody else, like, I mean, Jerry Rafferty's dead now, right? He's passed away. Most of the people that I listened to in the 70s and the 80s are gone. What is it about, and I know this is kind of going off the track, but I'm trying to figure out this generation that thinks it's okay to jump around and scream and vilify people. What is it about this generation to where what's coming up in this generation is so generic, so nondescript? There's nothing standing out there.
You don't have rock stars anymore. I mean, back then in the 70s and 80s, you had rock stars, and they happened organically. These are guys who worked their asses off practicing in a garage or a basement, and they got their first bar gig. And then they'd start doing, you know, bar tours. They'd become semi-pro. They'd go on tour with bigger bands, and they'd develop their name and they grow organically into these rock stars. Bands like Kiss, Aerosmith, Zeppelin, AC/DC, you know, all these great, all the great rock bands. You don't have that anymore because I think it's kind of dead. I don't think we're ever going to have the rock stars that we had from back, like we did back then. And it has a lot to do with technology. You know, they stole music. As soon as Napster came out, the record industry collapsed. And a lot changed. You know, now bands have to go on tour. They have, because they're not making the money they used to make on record sales.
Right.
It's just a whole different animal. And then you have shows like The Voice and things like that that make superstars, overnight superstars, out of kids who don't have any experience. And that's, to me, that's kind of a shame. I like rock stars to have developed themselves and earned it, and because that way it's true.
Well, I mean, I have this thing about 40s music, for example. I like 40s music. I like the old big band stuff and everything else. But mm-hmm. everything's sort of had a mark. There was sort of an era for this and a sort of an era for that. And there's been genres that come and go. But with this generation, it's like it's just sort of stopped. Like it's almost like they've come up with a Stepford Wife template.
Yeah.
For this generation, to where everything's just so bland.
Yeah, well, music unless they're angry also at you. They found the formulas too. The music producers have found formulas in what they've done. You know, what they know what beats to use, they know what tempos to use, and they know how to overlay the instruments to make a song a hit. And they know how to build choruses and how to set up lyrics and how to formulate songs to make them hits. So it turned more, to me, it seems like it's turned more into a cookie cutter, you know, pound them out, make the hit, and, you know, and it'll only last a short time. And then the stars, I think the people, the artists or the singers or whoever is the performers, I think they're interchangeable. And that's what I think is happening. It's just a different animal right now. I don't think we're going to see any superstars anymore that are going to long lasting superstars.
I don't know. I look at that and I sort of wonder about that. You don't think there's going to be another Sinatra?
I doubt it. I don't know. That's a tough one. I find it hard. There's a couple guys who may be coming close, but since the 80s, I don't think we've really seen. Bruno Mars, maybe. I mean, he's a talented guy, and there are a few, but nothing like the Sinatras. Nothing like Elvis Presley. I don't think we're ever going to have a long-lasting superstar like that again.
Now,
I hate to say that because it's terrible. But
well, I mean, I think it's indicative of the culture, though. I mean, when you look at what's happening right now with violence. I mean, I don't know how old you are. But you look very well preserved. However old you are,
I'm 49.
Okay, well you look very well preserved, Dan. Don't give that up. I'm 57, and when I was a kid in school, there were AR-15s. When I was a kid in school, there were no background checks. You could buy guns in an Ace Hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And there were guns everywhere, and everybody that wanted one could have one. And there was, I mean, and we didn't have anything happening like we have today.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, I keep looking for these signs that the culture has changed, which, you know, there's plenty of them. I just don't understand why people don't, why that doesn't click with anybody.
Well, you're right. The culture has really changed. I mean, I had a friend just the other day talking to me about, you know, my friends, a lot of them really good people, they call me and they want to talk about the gun conversation because they have their opinions. And this friend of mine is a good guy. He says, you know, what can we do? Is there something we can do? And it's all focused on the gun. You know, they never focus on the violent human activity, human behavior. It's always about the gun because that's the way the media has guided everyone to focus on. So he says, are you against a waiting period, Dan? You know, cause it wouldn't kill anybody to have a waiting period. You know, gun owners, they can deal with that. And I said, well, you know, gun owners probably could deal with a waiting period, but we're not going to go for it, and we're not going to allow you to do that because, number one, you know, And this is just an example, Bill, of how one more little thing, you know, it was bump stocks, magazines, pistol grips, 21 years old and all that stuff. And now it's this, now it's waiting periods. Because I said, no, it's not a good idea because, first of all, it doesn't address the mental, you know, issues of the killer, that which is the most important thing. It further chips away at the rights of good people. And then also there's no precedence that it would, that would do anything to save lives. You know, they have all these little ideas of what should be done with respect to guns to solve a problem that they haven't even defined. They're not even focused on the real problem. So I said, absolutely not. And I asked them to give me one case where someone bought a gun and went directly to the school and shot it up. And he couldn't. He looked at me cross-eyed because it's never happened. But yet, hypothetically, they create these scenarios in their mind that, well, if there was a waiting period, that would be different because then people couldn't act in haste. But it's I don't know of a case of that ever happening where the guy goes from the gun store to the school and kills people. But yet they right. have it in their minds. Hypothetically, yeah. they think it's a problem. So it's just impossible to really take these people seriously. And the culture, back to your culture thing.
Well, we're coming up on a break.
Okay.
Let's get to the culture thing when we get back. And I'm going to give you an example to give them the next time I'm talking about how a waiting period would help. I've got the perfect anecdote to that. DanWise.com. You can find his stuff there, his music, his Corvettes, and his books. And I heartily recommend you head that way and check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Honor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Dan Was. Dan, please notice that if you listen to my bumps, you'll hear no country in the bumps.
I heard that Loverboy tune. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I had a special thing for Loverboy because back in the day, I sold one of the background singers to that song, When It's Over. And I don't remember his name, but I sold him a spa membership when I was selling health club memberships. So
we used to do some of their stuff in one of the nightclub bands I played in for a while. Good stuff.
That's always been something I don't guess it would be too late, but for the stuff I would want to play, it's probably too late for me to get into the musician part of it. But I do have a fine appreciation for the craft. Now we were talking about the culture. The culture thing and everything, but you were also talking about the waiting time.
Yes,
the time.
And you were gonna yeah. Give me
Elliot Rodgers. Elliot Rodgers, Isla Vista, the Isla Vista shooter, runner over stabber kid, who okay. got you know, he had 3 handguns. So, and he lived in California. So that meant that he had to buy the gun and then wait for 10 days to pick it up, yep. take a safety class, and then wait for 30 days before he bought another one. He did that 3 different times. He knew what he was going to do. He had 41 10-round magazines. All of the gun control stuff they had in place worked exactly as it was meant to do.
Exactly. And then they can say, well, see, that's not enough. We need more.
Yeah.
So that's their game. But yeah, that's a perfect example. The waiting period is even with it wouldn't do a thing. So the thing that really I think is driving a lot of people crazy. A lot of conservatives, gun owners, are kind of going nuts over this whole thing. Where are we really expected to take gun policy advice from 15-year-olds? It's just a ridiculous notion, and it's laughable. But sometimes you do wonder if over on the left if they actually believe it. But most of them don't. Most of them know that this is a game. It's part of their strategy, and those kids, I think, really are just a young, hip facade of the old, wretched, anti-gun radical Democrats.
Well, I mean, on the one hand, everybody's saying they're not mature enough to own one, which that has been the case since people have been buying guns. That's never been something that's been regulated, long guns, not to that degree. You have to be at least 18 to buy it, right? Okay. But at the same time, we're going to take advice from them and design policy around their advice.
Yeah, and just the idea that they're willing to march to surrender their own rights, it tells me that they're not thinking logically. So how could we ever take them serious just because of that? It's just a big silly game that they're playing, a big silly show. And unfortunately, though, there are people who don't critically think the gun conversation to its rational and logical end, and they fall right in line with all the rhetoric and all the nonsense, and they do believe it. There are people who believe that garbage.
And that's the problem. It is garbage and everything. Although I have noticed that they are very upset because they're going to have transparent backpacks.
Oh, they don't like that, do they?
No, they don't like that.
Yeah, they don't like that. They can infringe on our Second Amendment, but oh my gosh, don't dare ask them to use a clear backpack.
Now they're in the same they are in the same boat that they put the NRA in.
Exactly.
Because they're out there saying, hey, you know, you can't punish me for the actions of one.
No, this isn't a punishment, though, youngins. This is for your own safety. Just like you claim, you know, gun regulations are for everyone's safety. These clear backpacks that will make you look absolutely ridiculous and get you tripped in the hallway are for your safety. So, you know,
the other thing is that we had the shooting in Great Mills where we had a Johnny-on-the-spot resource officer who did the Johnny on the spot thing, and he did what only what I refer to as a pipe hitter. He reacted the way a pipe hitter would, which is he saw the threat and he said, "No more threat." Boom, and took care of the threat. And it showed that you know the national average right now is for if there's an armed person there on site when a rampage murderer goes active, average loss of life is 2.5,
mm-hmm.
and if you wait on the cops, it's 18.
Yeah, well, the cops are going to take at least. I think the average is 11 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
11.11.
Way too long.
Yeah. So that you know, and nobody's seeing that part of it. Nobody's looking at that and saying because nobody wants to have armed teachers. They're acting like the proposal to allow teachers to be armed in school is the same thing as making it compulsory, where every teacher is going to be issued a gun.
Yeah, and I know that that's what it looks like. It looks like they don't want the armed teachers, but as I dig deep into this and I research this thing, this seems to be more about winning the argument at sometimes than it actually is about the facts within the discussion. So a fact within the discussion would be arming the teachers. Is that good or bad? It's automatically not good to them. Not necessarily because they believe it's not good, but more because they need to win this fight that they've been so dedicated to and committed to. Because what would it mean about these people if we were to prove to them in the public forum that they were wrong the whole time? What would it mean about them as people? They would be shut down. They would be embarrassed, whatever it is to them. And they don't want that. They need to win. That's why people double down on this stuff, even though it doesn't make logical sense. And most of the time they know it. But they can't be wrong. They need to win this fight. This is a blood sport.
So this is all about being right. Make it a point.
I believe that for many of them, it is.
You are right.
I believe that for the anti-second radicals, it is. It's about being right and winning the fight. The anti-gunners, the ones who are out there with the picket signs, the ones who are basically brain dead following along the script that they're given, I think most of them actually believe the nonsense. And that's sad, but that's just the way it goes. But the ones pulling the strings, they know the truth.
That's a mental health issue. But you ought to write a book about that. You ought to write a book about that, and you ought to write a book about, you ought to find some armed teacher who starts the journey and then does it for a bit. And I don't know how long of a book that would be. This is why I don't write books, because I have no idea what I'm talking about. But if somebody's going to write a book about it, I would think you would be a good guy to do it.
Well, thank you. And I thought that first book was going to be it. And I told my editor, I said, his name is Bill Dolan, fantastic guy, smart guy, gun guy. He's the best. I told Bill, I said, look, I said, here it is. Here's the final manuscript. People are either going to love it or they're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. And luckily, they really liked the book. And I thought that was it. And then I realized that wasn't it at all. There's so much more to be said. And that's why I just naturally, organically started writing again. And Good Gun 2 came to a finish. And you know, I don't know if there's going to be a Good Gun, Bad Guy 3 or not, but there's still some stuff that really needs to be talked about, and I do as much as I can in interviews and things. But who knows where it's going to go? I really don't know.
We're going to see. I got an idea for something, too. I want to call you and ask you about it. And I'll probably do that sometime later on this. Well, this is Thursday, so I'll probably do it sometime next week anyway. I'll let you play some shred on the guitar and wax one of those Corvettes over the weekend, and we'll get back to the other stuff later. Dan Woz, you can find him at danwoz.com. There you can find the books. You can find links to all the appearances. He does lots of radio. Dan does. So lots of radio for Dan. So,
thank you. And just to let you know that the website for the book is goodgunbadguy.net or goodgunbadguy.com if you want to go directly to the book. And so there you go.
There you go. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Phil, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Look forward
to
doing it again.
You will.
Thanks, man.
We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.